Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Alexis Norman, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
CD. Ooh, baby had them big dreams. I placed the bet on me. Folks laugh, I tell them you gon' see. Way back, I'm talking Old Navy. I thought I hit the lottery, but nowadays I just wanna get my shine. They say all things work out in due time, but I'm overdue. Watch the clocks tick tock, and I'm still tryna believe. Girl, you're living out our dreams. You've seen the whole world. For all the pain we lived, you made it worth it. You've seen the happy end. You made us proud, proud, yeah. If pressure makes diamonds, these tears must be mine. They're still asking where mine is. When I'm looking for those better days, wanna see better days. I wanna
your girl DJ OZ, and you are listening to The Ozone, DJ OZ, only on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. So tonight is a pretty special episode. I have a special guest with me today. I have Zay, aka Foreign Sinatra. Say what's up to the people.
Yo, what's going on, y'all? What's good? What's good?
So thank you so much for coming to kick it with me from 8 to 9 p.m. on this Tuesday. I know people don't like to go up on Tuesdays, but I'm glad you're here.
For sure.
So, without further ado, definitely tell us, like, what you do.
For sure. Yeah. Got you. Well, I'm a music director. I'm a live arranger. I produce.
Yeah.
I do a little bit of artistry every now and then. I'm trying to get back into the swing of it. Yeah, that's mainly what I do.
Right.
I've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, so
definitely started off engineering and stuff as well too, but yeah, but now it's just, you know, just MDing and doing my thing.
So what's one of the earliest memories that you have of falling in love with music? Because I know I kind of read in the bio that you sent me that you started having an interest in music when you were like 9.
Yeah.
And then you started to work with some artists when you were like 14, right?
Yeah.
So when did that all kind of fall in line for you, like your love for music?
Well, I mean, I always been around music as a child. One of my neighbors, he actually used to have a home studio right down the street from my mother's house, and my friend used to be like, bro, my dad got a studio. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, bro, your dad ain't got no studio. He's like, bro, nah, I'm telling you, it's nice. So
thought he was capping.
Man, yeah, I'm like, bro, we stay in Raleigh. Your dad ain't got no
I'm
studio.
<tripping. laughs>
And he was like, yeah, just come through and just check it out, see what it is. And I'm just like 9 going on 10. Mm-hmm. So I was like, bet. I went to his crib, checked it out. And his dad was just like, yeah, this is a SSL board. You know, this is how I work this. And I just was like, bro, like, I feel like I can do this. So I began to like do a little bit of rap as a kid. Like, I used to be a Christian rapper.
Like, shout out to Jesus.
Hey, praise him. But that's cool. I was at his house and he was just showing me like, you know, DAWs and stuff like Pro Tools. And man, he had Reason in 2010. This is a foreign DAW. So he was just showing me just the ins and outs of a home studio. And I was like, dude, I got to do this. So by 14, I was getting into Pro Tools and stuff. And I was around, this is like my freshman year of high school. Mm-hmm. I was just telling, you know, kids like, man, let's make some music. Let's collab. I make beats. I record. I got the laptop. It may not be the best, but let's make some.
Start.
Yeah, you gotta start somewhere.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So, touching on like your journey, like starting out in high school and stuff when you were 14, what kind of sounds or genres were you experimenting with at that time?
Definitely rap. Rap for sure. That was just
who were you listening to, I guess, then?
I was listening to Ray Shremmert.
Okay.
I was listening to
that's interesting.
Man, crazy, but Drake too. Like, okay. I mean, I feel like they was taking over around that time, 2014.
For sure. For sure.
I was listening to a lot of that. A lot of Yo Gotti.
Yep.
It was just like rap influence, like Block Boy JB. Like, it was just a whole bunch of rap back then.
That's interesting. So how did your friends and family react when you started to figure out that you kind of wanted to be doing music like full time? Like, were they like, okay, that's not a real career, or like, cause you know how parents be sometimes.
Yeah, they definitely was like, nah, that's not gonna pay the bills. Like, there's nothing.
Sounds about
like,
right.
Yeah, like you really just going out on a limb. Like, it's not gonna work. Like, they was really adamant about me working a regular job, you know, but. Yeah. Like, sooner or later, they kind of, like, embraced it when big stuff started happening. But they definitely was against it. My mom was like, look, that ain't finna be paying no bills. The music industry is hard.
It is. It's real, though. I guess it's just a parent thing, just wanting to make sure that you make a good decision and that you're being, I guess, safe about it.
Yeah. Real. It's definitely felt, too, because, you know, like, I'm a father as well. So, like, I kind of understand what my parents, like, the mindset that they had at the time, like the point of view they was coming from. So, but I know it was all with love. They just don't want, you know, their oldest son to just be out here in the world and going through so much stuff and going through all this stuff and just like, you know, just not, it's not, it wouldn't be working, you know. So, I like that protection, but it's working out now, though.
It definitely is. Okay, so getting into more of your creative process. So when you walk into a session, what's the first thing you listen for or pay attention to?
That's a good question. Depending on what the session is, if it's like a live session, I'm just listening for like arrangement, placement. Mm-hmm. If it's an R&B session, I'm listening for like, you know, runs, different formatting for the track. Mm-hmm. I don't really go to a lot of rap stuff anymore, but I just notice like placement for stuff, like far as like live stuff, or if it's R&B, I'm really just listening for different things.
I love that. Okay, so when you are, excuse me, smacking my lips.
Nah, you good.
Anyway, don't mind me, y'all. Y'all know I'm from Oklahoma. Okay, so do you usually start, so when you are like creating like the beat or the song, do you normally start with the melody? Is it the rhythm that you start with first? Mm-hmm. The vocals when you're building the track?
Usually it changes throughout depending on what I'm working on. I know sometimes I'm usually working on the melody first. Like, I may have something that's been in my head like all day, like I just gotta lay this down, and then the drums will kind of come last and it'll find itself. But lately I've been working on drums first, though. Yeah, it's kind of backwards. And it really just depends on the vibe, like what I'm going for.
Interesting. Okay, so when you're working with different artists, like you had the opportunity to work with like Trevor Jackson, Burrell, like Kirby, like you're now her musical director, which is insane.
Shout out Kirby.
How do you create like a comfortable space for artists to like express themselves, like whether it's in a mm-hmm. rehearsal or yeah. like if it's in a session?
Just being very easy to work with, just having a good personality, not always demanding things, but just being there for the artist. You know what I'm saying? Like, because at the end of the day, literally. Musicians, we are trying to bring the artist's vision to life. That's literally all I've been trying to do for my purpose on this earth, is just bring other people's visions to life and kind of take myself, excuse me, out of the equation. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's just being on their side, to be honest. Like, whatever they need to do, I'm going to go above and beyond to make sure that everything that they have is delivered.
And that's exactly why he had the place that he had. That's dope. Yeah,
through the Lord.
No, through the Lord, like, for real. Yeah. What do you feel like is something, like, most people don't understand about, like, either being an engineer or just being a musical mm-hmm. director? What do you feel like people, like, overlook about those positions?
That it's more than just telling somebody, like telling a band what to do. Mm-hmm. Like it's so much work that goes into it, like mm-hmm. Like programming, like knowing the proper digital audio mm-hmm. workstations to work with, you know, like knowing how to troubleshoot, mm-hmm. you know, like I feel like people don't understand that, mm-hmm. you know, like just trying to find ways to really troubleshoot when you're in a moment where it doesn't work and you got to figure it out. And people just don't understand it. They just think it's, oh, you just tell this person yeah. what to do and that's it. But it's so much that go behind it, like time, like hours of preparation
yeah.
that they just don't understand.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's why you built for this. That's why we just let you take the rank.
Right, okay? You know.
Okay. So with all that in mind, let's get into some more music. What vibe are we feeling like right now? Because you, like, so shout out to him for actually making the actual playlist for tonight. Y'all know yeah. I do a segment. Typically, if it's an artist coming on with the album that they're doing, then I'll play their music. But yeah. I do vibe check, which is where I allow the guests to come through and, like, curate their own little playlist for the hour. So this is yeah. all music from Zay
yeah.
That he's picked out. So what vibe are we feeling?
Man, look, let's put on that Doobie Powell, All Right. I feel like a lot of people need to know that through his life, like, everything gonna be all right no matter how we feel, you know what I'm saying? Just believe that everything's gonna be cool. We got this.
I love that. Y'all keep it locked right here. Don't go nowhere. It's the Ozone, DJ OZ, and Zay, aka Porn Sinatra.
Yo.
I'd rather be alone than in a broken home. I'd rather be alone. Trying to do this for the bulk of us on my own.
Yo, 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 this is Unique, and you're listening to The Ozone, DJ Ozzy, right here on WYXR 91.7 FM.
I'm going to sing this song forever.
Everything will be all right.
Not you just said all right.
Look, you see how I just tied in like that? That's crazy. Okay. So glad that y'all still kicking it with us. Yeah, I'm here with Zay, aka Foreign Sinatra.
What's up, y'all? What's up?
And we are on the Ozone with DJ LZ right here on WYXR 91.7. Yeah. Memphis. So, getting back into your many roles. I mean, he does a little bit of literally everything.
Jack of all trades.
Literally. So, how do you approach working with artists who have a strong vision mm-hmm. but might not know how to express it technically?
Strong vision. Usually, I have artists like that send me like references of what they can like piece together. Like, let's say if they can't quite explain it to me, I would be like, go on YouTube, find like your favorite artist or find something that you just really like and send me their show or send me their mm-hmm. stuff that they doing and just, you know, let me get an idea of what you want. That's usually how I get it out of them like that.
Okay. Love it. So I'm interested to know, like, what's your leadership style when it comes to directing a live band? Because now, like, you have a full band now.
Yeah.
And, like, at your hands with mm-hmm. working with Kirby. So how is that like?
It's really fun, to be honest. It's really, it's not stressful at all. I'm just blessed to be playing with a lot of great players mm-hmm. and that we just click, you know what I'm saying? So it's not, everybody knows how to be professional. Everybody knows how to be a musician. So I feel like that plays a part in leading and getting a team together, you know, because mm-hmm. if everybody comes in prepared and they, you know, their professionalism is like at an all-time high, mm-hmm. then, you know, it's just bread and butter at this point, you know, like it's an easy transition. I feel like when you have a unit that's solid, mm-hmm. you know, it just works like that. I mean, it just works.
That's dope. So definitely want to know, like, you've been able to work with some pretty, like, major artists. Like, yeah. Kim Burrell.
Yeah. Shout out. Cause she's so amazing. She's so mad.
Like, that's crazy.
I shed a tear in that session.
OMG, really?
She was her that session. I felt the Holy Ghost.
So what were you, was it a project that she was working on that you were working directly with her with?
Yeah. So, first of all, shout out, Bart Orr and Tank, Bass. They, were working on some stuff with her and Bart was like, yeah, I got to come down to Memphis. This is a song idea that we're doing. Man, we want you to run the session. So,
crazy.
Yeah, I was just like, me? He was like, yeah, bro, like, I want you to do it. And he brought her in and, like, man, like, the song that they're working on, it's coming out soon. They're getting a release date on it and everything. But shout out Bart and Tank. Like, they really put that together. And, man, like, it was just amazing.
Okay. That's literally insane. I mean, what? Okay, I'm sorry. That's a whole legend. Okay, so I definitely want to talk about, I mean, your new role with Kirby. Like, how mm-hmm. did that come about? Because, like, she's really making waves, like, for real right now. Like,
yeah.
Every time I look up, it's a different ad that I see with her in it.
I know, right? Like, she's feeding the algorithm.
Like, and dominating. Doing well. So how did that role come into play? And,
yeah. I'll put it in a short terms. I won't tell a whole long story because mm-hmm. it's a long, long story. But she was coming to Memphis and my great friend Johnny Bennett, he was telling me that she was looking for a music director, and actually she was looking for a whole unit mm-hmm. to just rebrand like her band and all this stuff. And I did what the next musician would do, which is audition. And when I auditioned, I pretty much came prepared. You know, me and my brothers, we all auditioned, but, you know, a couple of us made it, and I thank God for that. But we came through, and I was just prepared. I was, you know, I wasn't afraid of the moment. I just, wow. you know, I had the Lord with me, and, you know, she called me back and, hey, I want you to be my music director. And I was just crazy. I was in the car, my brother Trey, shout out my brother Trey and Dayton. I was in the car with them, bro, and it was crazy. When she called me, I was like, what? Like, she was like, yeah, I want you to.
Like me?
Yeah, like out of all people. And I was curious on how many people auditioned, you know, I'm not going to say, but it was a lot of people that auditioned, you know, and it was just like, man, like, it's just crazy. Like, I feel like it's just favorite. You know, like, it was just perfect timing. You know, I ain't going to tell my whole story, but the people that know, you know, God, you know, he makes no mistakes, you know. Mm-hmm. It was just amazing how it happened. So, yeah, I just auditioned like anybody else would, and I was just prepared.
I love that so much. I mean, congratulations again. I know I said that before, but that's just, like,
thank you.
Wow. It's always amazing seeing people from the city, like, really, like, seeing things mm-hmm. happen and, like, a line come together for them.
Yeah.
I love seeing that so much. So shout out to you.
Thank you. Shout out to you too.
Thank you. Okay, so you said when I was reading your bio that mm-hmm. you said that you believe in elevating people's sound.
Yeah.
So what does that look like to you on a spiritual level?
A spiritual level? Mm-hmm. Just always bringing, just uplifting the name of Jesus. I'm sorry, I'm going to always talk about the Lord.
Oh, you ain't got to apologize over here.
I'm going to always acknowledge him. Mm-hmm. It's just really bringing others through Christ through our gift. If we're talking spiritually, it's just somebody could come to a show or somebody could, you know, just be on the breaking point of anything mm-hmm. in their life. And you never know, like, the show that we do or the chord that we play, like, uplift the kingdom of heaven. And now this person that was just going through that, they felt it in their spirit, like, wow, I don't need to go home and, you know, commit suicide, or I don't have to go home or, you know, hurt somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just uplifting the kingdom through our gifts, because, you know, we uplift the kingdom of heaven when we do, you know. The Bible says we make a joyful noise. So every time we do that, you know, we're uplifting the kingdom of heaven. So that's from
you
a spiritual
preach,
aspect.
Minister. Yeah. Ministers at Ferguson. Excuse me. No, I love that though. So I guess like throughout your mm-hmm. journey as a creative, mm-hmm. what's something that you may have had to unlearn, like in your journey as a creative?
Oh, that's a good question. One thing I feel like I probably had to unlearn is that. Man, that's a good question. It's a thousand answers, but I just say one. It's just like I can't do me all the time. You know what I'm saying? I can't, like, I gotta take myself so like out of the equation so many times. Like, what I would do? Like, you know, it's just like, nah, it ain't about me.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't keep doing you. You know, even though doing you kind of brought you some, you know, to the place that you at, but it's not about you. It's bigger than you. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I had to unlearn, like, I just can't do me. I have to be in line with the artist no matter what. No matter how fire I think this is, you know, if they like it or not, it's up to them. Mm-hmm. So just being on their team no matter what, even if they rock with it, if they don't rock with it, you know, that's what it's mainly all about. That's what I had to unlearn.
I know that's right. And on that note, we're gonna listen to some music.
Yeah.
Okay. So what are we feeling like? I love to put it in the hands of the person that curated the playlist.
Absolutely. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to some Moonchild. Let's put that Change of Mind on.
That's perfect. I love Moonchild.
Yeah, if you at home, just kick your feet up, enjoy these nice vibes, and this is the vibe chick. So yeah, tap into
that. You might need your own radio show. I don't know. You might need your own.
Probably so.
All right, y'all. Don't go nowhere. You listen to the Ozone DJ OZ, and I'm kicking it with Zay, a.k.a. Foreign Sinatra.
Yes, sir.
Right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
For some truth, all that thick is like This is South Memphis Jeff, host of Funky Town, and you're listening to The Ozone with DJ Ozzy on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis, the station with the city's soul.
All right, we are back and still here.
We back.
With Zay, a.k.a. Florence Sinatra, and this is your girl DJ Ozzy, and you're listening to The Ozone right here on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
The Ozone. We here.
Okay. So, speaking on your growth and things like that, but also just, I guess, like, how do you know when you're growing versus just staying busy? Like, is there a difference to you, or is it just like, well, I'm busy, so I must be growing?
usually, I know when I'm growing when I don't repeat old habits. Yeah, when I approach something totally different and the outcome comes out way better than how I would have done it, I was like, oh yeah, that's growth all day. Like, even with arranging,
yeah,
like how I would do some 2 years ago, and then like, nah, maybe I should try this. Maybe I should try this plugin, or maybe I should do this to it, and then it comes out 10 times better. So that's how I know. I'd be like, yeah, definitely growing.
So, and speaking of growth, like, what's one project that you feel like really tested your skills or pushed you like outside of your comfort zone?
Oh my God, the Kirby.
I'm sure.
When you got somebody that's recording, and nothing against, you know, my art, but when you got somebody that's recording live songs and they doing like projects and they not recording on grid, and you got to map it up in Ableton, and now you got to put all these BGVs and Nudge, and I'm just like, oh my God.
Like, sound like a bunch of gibberish.
Man, it can get a little like, man, but you know, it just pushes you to be prepared for anything, because I could play for somebody else and they could have the same thing, you know?
That's right.
So it just pushes you to, you know, keep getting out your comfort zone, because not everything is going to be the same way. You know, everybody do stuff differently, and I appreciate that. You know?
That's what's up. So, of course, you're from Memphis.
Yeah, Big M.
Yeah. What part of Memphis?
I'm from Raleigh.
Yeah. Okay, wait, you did say that earlier. My bad.
Yeah, I'm from Raleigh. Exit 8.
Yeah.
Two foes.
So, since you're from Memphis, how has that influenced your ear for music?
That's a good question. Really, Memphis, well, I could say from the musician's point, I really can't say, like, production-wise, because it's a lot of rap, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've been around a lot of live stuff as a teenager, like big musicians, you know what I'm saying? And just going to different sheds and jam sessions and different concerts and listening to them, that's really kind of influenced, you know what I mean, at a young age, you know?
That's dope. So, I have another question.
Yeah, ask them all. We here for every question.
So do you think Memphis sound is evolving? And if so, how?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it's rap heavily, but definitely. you know that's our own. We have to embrace our own. It's amazing. You know, I like the stuff that, you know, Glorilla's doing. You know, I like the stuff that mm-hmm. Key Glock is doing. You know, mm-hmm. even though I don't listen to a lot of rap, but you know, it's our own.
Yeah.
You know, ain't nothing like Memphis. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff come out of Memphis. It comes from Memphis. A lot of, you know, inspired songs and inspired things in the world, it comes from right here in the city.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking on Memphis music.
Yeah.
I want to speak on the R&B scene.
Let's do it. So, I live for it.
There was a man that mm-hmm. got on social media a couple months back.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, the R&B scene in Memphis sucks.
Ah, is this Hit Kid?
Some man. But, like, what's your take on that? Being as he's somebody, well, he has worked with some R&B artists, mm-hmm. Which is kind of crazy for him to say that.
Yeah.
But what's your take on, like, the R&B scene in Memphis?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's underground. You know, it can be spotlighted a lot more than what it is now. But mm-hmm. it just takes people to invest into that. You know, as much as you invest rap. You know, do it into rap. It's like that for everything. Like, people can invest in jazz. You know, like, it starts with big people, like, people making claims like, it's dead. Well, if it's dead, do something about it. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
If you got the power to change that, Kel.
I was just going to say, you know, you change got the platform. It. Come on. It's nothing.
Change it. You think it sucks? Do something about it, especially if you got the power.
Talk about it. That's
If I had it, trust me, I would. Everybody know that.
I just had to ask because you really do this for real.
Yeah, nah.
You are
I feel
part
it.
Of the R&B
nah,
scene.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, it don't suck. Just keep highlighting it. Keep looking at it. Don't sleep. And that applies for everything else. Don't mm-hmm. sleep on jazz. Don't sleep on jazz fusion. Don't sleep on rock. Don't sleep on nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's popping. It comes from here.
And everything has its place. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, who are some local artists or producers you're excited about, like, right now?
Local producers. Ooh, well, I don't know this dude, but I know a lot of people have been talking about. His name is Cody. He's a producer. He works for, he did some stuff with SZA. I don't know him personally, but yeah. I like the stuff that he's doing. Of course, I like the stuff that one of my mentors is doing, Elliot Ive. Shout out to him. He's Justin Timberlake guitar player. He's doing a lot
crazy.
Of production and working with stuff. I love the stuff that he's doing. Who else, man? It's a lot of producers. I don't want to say too many people now, you know what I'm saying? But, of course, myself.
Pop it, because you should.
Scott, my boy Scott Cosley, he producing a lot of rap stuff. He's mm-hmm. one of my mentors, too, you know. Who else, man? The list can go on, mm-hmm. you know, like that. Those are the people that I feel like that I'm really like looking at, you know, that's doing really good. And they, you know, they some of them local, some of them big, you know.
It's real.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you could describe the Memphis sound in three words, what would that be?
Original.
Original for sure.
Undeniable.
I like it.
And stolen at times.
Extremely stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it is. I guess, I mean, we definitely do have the riz and the swag.
Yeah.
I feel like people easily overlook us because of what happens in our city.
Yes. Absolutely.
Easily. Has nothing to do with all the culture and the music that we've created and trailblazed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But a lot of it has to do with that, unfortunately.
Right.
But I love that. Okay.
Yeah.
So, getting back into you,
mm-hmm.
what kind of legacy do you want to leave through your music?
That anything is possible, no matter what. The sky ain't the limit. It's above the sky. You can go beyond the sky. That's another song I probably should have put on the list. It's called Sky is the Limit by Doobie Powell, but I believe above the sky. You know, like, you can do anything you put your mind to. You can do anything you put your mind to. You can do all things through Christ that strengthens you.
Come on now.
Like, don't doubt, you know, anything is possible. If it can happen for me, it can so much happen for you.
I love this. I love this because I feel like I'm an artist too. Like,
yeah.
So I feel like in getting to hear pieces of your story, which I wish I had more time so I could really dive into it even more. But I love how extremely humble that you, like extremely humble you are, extremely encouraging for like maybe some artists that are listening to this.
Absolutely.
Like they need that type of encouragement. Like they need that type of energy given to them. Yeah. Fed to them rather. So
that's what it's about. That's what it's about.
Always being positive and like I mean and look where it's gotten you in the place that you're at now. Like musical director for Curry. Come on now. Let's go. Like and you have a list of other artists that you've been able to work through by just doing the work.
Yeah.
And being steadfast and being patient and obedient. So
absolutely.
Shout out to you. I was supposed to leave that for the end. But it's all good. Nah. So with that, with those lovely words of encouragement and things in mind, what song, what vibe are we feeling like?
Let me check this playlist.
Cause he really made a bomb playlist. Like I'm definitely going to be adding a lot of this music to my actual radio playlist. So
let's play Hard.
Hard. I love Destin Conway.
Yeah, it's a guy named Destin. He's an amazing artist. Y'all going to like this.
Yeah, don't go nowhere. We are still in the Ozone with your girl DJ OZ. Foreign Sinatra, don't go nowhere. You're listening to WIXR 91.7 FM Memphis.
Again,
still kicking it, and though we are towards the end of our interview, unfortunately,
that's all right. Child.
It's okay. I really appreciate you for coming.
Absolutely, and, thank you for having me, y'all. Shout out, give her if you at home, give her a round of applause. Isn't she a lovely host?
I'm just very thankful for you coming to hang because I actually wanted to get some time to actually get you to sit down here, kick it with us at WIXR. But I figure, you know, you just so busy. I mean, MD.
I make time for y'all. I like y'all a little bit.
So I definitely appreciate you for being like, I want to come on the show. Because I was like, what?
Yeah.
I was out at the time. I think getting drinks for somebody. I was just like, huh? Are you serious? Yeah. Okay. So anyways, a little spiel. Are there any like dream collaborations or projects?
Absolutely.
You're working toward right now?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Trying to work with Black, my favorite R&B artist. Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Black, if you're listening, dude, let's do it.
Let's go. And you heard it here first.
Yeah, I'm trying to work with him. Trying to work with Don Toliver. Trying to work. Man, the list goes on. I got such
I
of
can
a
see long all that
list.
Happening.
Literally, I got. Mm-hmm. Man, it's just a long list. But I'm definitely going to put emphasis on Black.
Emphasis. Okay, okay, Black, because you heard it here first, you know. I'm pretty sure, too. I mean, with you being able to work with Kirby's so closely with her, I mean, mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure your name already starting to ring in the streets anyway. So
oh,
I'm sure that's not even that far
absolutely.
Away.
Absolutely, man.
Go ahead and speak that into existence.
For sure. Definitely, shout out my boy Nick Clark. Shout out Slim Wave. You know, them the homies we've been talking. So, you know, like, shout out Jules. Shout out my boy Jules. Like, you know, it's some stuff in the work, you know. Just got to keep, you know, trusting God. But definitely, like, come on, Black. Come on, dude. Let's do it. ASAP.
So, is there anything in particular that's next for you within these next couple months? Or is it just you're looking to, is there anything coming up within the next year that you can speak on?
In the next year,
because I don't want to, you know, if there is.
Well, I can definitely say y'all will definitely be looking. You'll be expecting more from me as an artist coming up really soon. I'm gonna be dropping some more music. I have some stuff that's in the works. Yes. I'm not gonna spill it out, but definitely be expecting more from me as an artist. I'm coming out with a different sound. I'm gonna have a great team soon, a great backing, and you know, I'm gonna try this, get back into this artist thing, because I've had a lot of great music. I have a virtual concert that's on YouTube right now that's, you know, roughly at 20,000 streams.
Wow.
And yeah, if y'all haven't checking it out, go on YouTube and type in Florence Sinatra, and it's NTR Live. I'm working on, you know, dropping some more music and just getting into, you know, that side of myself, you know, because everybody see me as producer, MD, mixing engineer, but you know, a lot of people love my music, so I'm trying to get back into it. But you know, just expect more from me as an artist, you know, as much as you do as an MD real soon. Yeah.
So I want to do some quick rapid fire questions.
For sure. Let's do it.
A little bit of time. But
let's do it.
Let's go. Okay. So favorite DAW to work in?
Pro Tools. Trey Deaton, do you hear me?
I just don't like the way Pro Tools look.
They use Logic. My brothers use Logic. I love all you Logic users, but Pro Tools all day. Ableton, FL.
Okay, okay. I heard about FL. Okay, so morning or late night sessions?
Late night.
Of course.
Late night.
Is that because you're like a night owl, or is it just because you normally just be up late?
Yeah, I be late. I like that. I love burning that oil. I just love it. I love doing it at night.
I love that. Okay, so go-to snack or drink in the studio?
Go-to snack? I get some chips. any preferred chips, as long as they good. Drink, usually take a water. I usually take a water. Or clear fruit. I love flavored water.
90s kid, for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so one word that describes your sound.
Not average.
Pop it.
Authentic. Original.
Authentic. I like that. If you could remix any song in history, what would it be?
Ooh.
Any song.
Any song? Ooh, that's a good question.
Any decade.
Ooh. It's gonna be weird. I would love to do remix some Prince stuff.
That's
also Michael Jackson too. Like,
Prince is going kind of hard because he real picky about who
I remix some Michael Jackson and Prince stuff like all day if I could.
That's dope. Okay, yeah. I love it. Okay, so we already know who's a dream artist that you really want to work with. Mm-hmm. Is there anybody else that you want to like music that you could see yourself being an MD for?
Chris Brown, Kehlani.
That'd be dope.
The list goes on, like I said. It's a lot of artists. Preferably R&B, like Usher, Leon Thomas, It's a lot. I can do a lot.
Leon Thomas is dope.
Shout out Leon.
Okay. So, last rapid fire question.
Let's do it.
If your life had a soundtrack, what song would play during the opening credits?
Through the opening credits?
And the closing credits. Ooh. Opening verse.
That's a good question. I know so much music.
I know that was just like an overload question.
Yeah, no. I'm thinking. I'm trying to pick one, say.
Just one.
Not the Jeopardy. Oh, I know a lot of great songs. Man, this song is playing. Temporary. I had it on. Okay. Yeah, because when people hear Black, they know. You know, they know. they know. Oh, we finna get sticky.
I'm tripping. Okay. Okay, so what song would you play during the closing credits?
During the closing credits?
Wrap it all up. You feel like we're really...
To bring it on home, I would put Never Would've Made It by Marvin Sapp.
Mm,
I never would've made it through this journey at all without the Lord.
I know that's right. I love that. So, only got 3 minutes for our show off. But, definitely want to extend my gratitude again for you coming.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
I really appreciate you coming and kick it. Like, I love when people just come with like open spirit, just coming to just chat, enjoy the time, like not nothing. It's always good energy. I'm glad it's good energy that I'm seeing in you in general. And I wish you nothing but the best
in
your
so
journey.
Much.
I just feel like you just destined for greatness.
Oh,
like,
thank you so much.
I've been able to see a little bit of your story. I know I think that we met at the internship with
before you recorded,
we met there, and it's just crazy to see everything unfold for you. I'm very happy for it.
Thank you so
everything
much.
Everything is unfolding in your life.
Thank you.
I
want to give a quick shout out before we
of
do.
Of course, you
man,
can.
Shout out to my wife, and shout out to my our lovely son. I love y'all. They couldn't make it,
but
I love y'all so much. I love y'all so much. I gotta give a shout out to my family.
Mrs. Ferguson.
Okay.
Definitely let us know your socials where we can follow you and keep up with you.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram at foreign underscore Sinatra. That's foreign underscore Sinatra, SINATRA. And it's like that everywhere. YouTube, Facebook, you can put it in, you'll find it. Don't do Twitter, don't do Snapchat. But you can find me on those platforms.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Zay, for coming to kick it with your girl on the Ozone. And thank you all for who decided to stay tuned in for our
shout
hour.
Out to y'all. Love y'all.
Shout out to y'all for real. Like, that's love. For
everybody
real.
That's still on, thank y'all so much for supporting me for real and supporting her as well. This is a great platform.
Thank you so much. And on that note, I'm gonna get on out of here. We're gonna get on out of here. But I will see y'all next Tuesday. Same time, 8 to 9 p.m. only on WYXR 91.7 FM Memphis. You're listening to the Ozone with DJ OZ, and I'm kicking it, and well, I guess was kicking it with Warren Sinatra, aka Zay.
Yo,
that's all, y'all.
Good
have
night,
a good
y'all.
Night. Peace.